Well, the family of a man abducted by U.S. forces in Libya has condemned his capture. Nazih al-Raghi, known as Abu Anas al-Libi, was wanted by the U.S. for his alleged role in the bombing of the American embassy in Nairobi 15 years ago. He has been taken out of Libya. Now his family members say his capture is an act of piracy.
It was an act of piracy by foreign force to kidnap my brother. They should have submitted a document to the Libyan government and put my brother on trial here in the country.
When he was returning from dawn prayer at 6:30, there were four cars waiting for him in the streets near the house. Once he parked the car at the house, two cars came. About 10 persons got out of it, maybe more. A masked group, another not masked.
The U.S. Special Forces kidnapped the man in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Libya has demanded an explanation from Washington over the secret military operation on its soil. The U.S. claims the abductee is linked to al-Qaeda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has defended the secret operation, saying Washington will never stop hunting down, quote, extremists. Libby's abduction came on the same day another team of U.S. Special Forces called the Navy SEALs conducted a raid on a target in Somalia, but the SEALs failed to capture a purported leader of the al-Shabaab group in the assault. Well, let's speak to Douglas Digroot. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review and joining us on the line from Leesburg. Thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Digroot. Now, looking at Kerry's statement and the U.S. actions in the past, it's quite clear that the U.S. is trying to show the world that it will blatantly violate international law, violate a country's sovereignty in order to, quote unquote, secure its own interests no matter where it is in the globe.
Yes, I think the thing to keep in mind about al-Libi is that he may have participated in some of the things they allege, but he was a British agent. He was very close with London, and in fact, this whole al-Qaeda business that they talk about is run by intelligence services. It was started by America, Britain in particular, and Israel. So that's what that capability is. The question is, why did they arrest this guy now? But go in and snatch this guy now when they knew he was there for 2 years. I mean, there's some other reason for this. And it was done the same day as this operation in Somalia that the commandos pulled back from, given the pretext they gave for pulling back was that there was danger of hurting civilians, which has never been a problem before. But with all the drone attacks and so on, part of killing civilians is part of the array policy because it's meant to try and discourage possible supporters of these groups, right? So so they do these two things at one time, and this follows in Somalia's case, it follows 2 weeks the big attack on Nairobi.
Well, Mr. Digroot, not just the timing, but let's just concentrate on the action itself right now. No matter when they carried this out, the U.S. under international law does not have a right to carry out a military operation on foreign soil.
Well, I mean, they're just taking it. I mean, they're working very closely with the British on this, Americans are, and the British give the Americans the role of not doing any thinking and just acting like the mad dog on a leash that the British control the leash, but the Americans do all the force, as they did in Iraq, as they do in Afghanistan, and it just keeps repeating itself. Now they're trying to repeat this whole scenario in the Horn of Africa, in particular, where there'd been a strong desire by many of the nations to get rid of this imperialist ICC, and pull out of their policy with the ICC, that agreement, and exert their own sovereignty and make arrangements with China for some economic development. And that's why this thing is being, I think, directed at this region now. There's a political purpose behind it.
Okay, that was Douglas Digroot with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us on the line from Leesburg. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.